treasurer of the sub-branch, the RSL sub-branch, Gyra.
Yep.
Well, I joined the Navy at 17 in 1943. Sent to Flinders Naval Depot where we trained for, as a signalman. It was a 5-month training because it's a very responsible position because you had to learn had to learn semaphore and signals by flag, going up the mast, hoists, Morse code. You could be posted as the only person on the station who could signal, so you had to know everything. And then I was sent to a corvette, HMIS Piri, so I joined in Townsville, and then we did escort duties to New Guinea, Port Moresby, Milne Bay. Then we went across to Darwin with escort duty. We're escorting troop ships and transports. Come under attack a couple of times with Japanese aircraft. And then we did some minesweeping in Torres Strait. We were just sweeping the mines that were put in the Great Barrier Reef. The Barrier Reef was a great anti-submarine net. No depths ever got into the inside the reef. They couldn't get in because we netted at both ends of it. So you could sail from Brisbane to Thursday Island, protected from the submarines by the coral reef. There were gaps in the reefs, and that's where they put mines in it. And we had to sweep some of them out of the way to get our troop through. So we spent a few months doing that. Had some funny incidents there. The ship we were with, Katoomba, the ship was Kalgoorlie, I think it was, or the Katoomba. The LOL corvettes are named after towns in Australia. And one morning when I was on watch, a mine blew up and she disappeared in this great mass of steam. I thought, hello, she's copped it. No, but she came out already signalling. I'm doing this because that's how we signal Morse code with a lamp. We're all right. And send a signal, look up the Bible. We had to have a Bible on the flag deck because some naval captain had a habit of sending signals that were verses and chapters from the Bible. But this one, it said, look up Ezekiel chapter so-and-so, verse so-and-so. And we looked it up and it said, I'm like a eunuch amongst trumpets. Which meant if he lost all his minesweeping gear, that all blown up. That later that year, in the end of 44, we joined the British Pacific Fleet, which came out specially. We joined it in Fremantle. It took 7 to 8 days to travel from Melbourne to Fremantle. We probably think we were going backwards at the time. And up to Manus became our base, Manus, big American base in Manus. And from there we went to Lady Gulf at the tail end of the Philippines invasion. And then we went from there to Okinawa during the invasion of Okinawa. We used to go alongside them with mail. And we went alongside the King George V, that's a battleship. And we could have hoisted it up in their davits, we were so small. We were under 1,000 tons and there were 35,000 tons. And the stories about corvettes being invited by the big ships to come alongside and they lift us up. Anyway, in the afternoon we came alongside a British cruiser, Swiftsure. We were coming alongside on the port side aft because the sea was running and when we went alongside these big ships, you know, but we had to be sure we could get away and not be bumped into. But the Swiftsure said, you come alongside the starboard side forward. We said, no, we don't want to. And they said, you do what you're told. Sure enough, they bashed us.
Were you okay?
Yeah, lifted our bridge out. But unfortunately, the bridge got lifted out. It was on davits like that. They ripped it out of it. If it hadn't, it'd have turned us over. And then finally, we were in for the end of the war. We were in Tokyo for the surrender. And one of the most interesting features there, well, we're only about half a mile away from the Missouri, where the surrender was signed, so we could see events right through the binoculars. But the day after, we got a signal to say that the first Australian prisoners of war were going home on our aircraft carrier, and they came alongside us. And we sang Waltzing Matilda. There were tears on both decks, I think. That was a few years later I found out that sailors on the Perth that was sunk in the end of 42 were on this. They were prisoners of war. They saw them, and we were the first Piri, the first time they'd seen an Australian flag in 3 years.